Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Join us on this trip. No, more like journey. We're throwing out the script. We don't charge a penny. We can't call in. Time to start free balling.
Clapping cheeks.
Clapping cheeks. Welcome once again to a very special episode of Free Balling. It is a series of episodes where we are talking about one of the hottest short films coming straight out of Birmingham, England. That is West Flies the Raven. And of course, it was written by my co-host and best friend, Ed Halstead.
And that would be me. I am the aforementioned Ed Halstead. Sorry, what were you saying, Sebastian? I overspoke you. We had literally one rule for these podcasts was not to overspeak each other. And what did I do? What have I just done? I'm sorry. Did you say, bro?
I said, who's joining us this week?
Oh. Who's joining us? Well, allow me, Sebastian. Joining us this week, this episode, is none other than the hottest producer I know, both physically and in terms of work produced. Benjamin Keane, bring your lovely self to this chair. Fill it with your cheeks, please.
Woo!
Benjamin. Benjamin Franklin. Very not nice being bit. Struck by lightning.
What a kind, warm welcome.
Well, kind, warm welcome for the kindest, warmest man I know.
Hi, Seb.
Oh, hello, hello. How you doing, man?
Very well. Nice to finally meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
Yeah, good
things.
Same.
Good things?
Medium things.
Medium things.
And yeah, just quickly as well, Ed, welcome to Mockingbird Film Co. Studios.
Yes, thank you for letting us use Mockingbird Film Co. We should have plugged this for Lou, but we didn't. But it's only better because you own the goddamn building.
Yes. Well, not own, but you know, one day. And here are some films that I've written, produced, and directed myself.
Yes, yeah, yeah, Fury. Benjamin is all over that. You can see right here. Yeah. Wait, no.
He's right in there.
He's right in there.
I say that to every single person who comes into the studio.
I think the first time I walked in here, you told me, and I was like, really? You guys worked on these?
Clients.
I remember seeing these.
Clients come in,
like,
and
wait a minute.
Once or twice, they've literally believed me. Just a few films.
If they do, do you then not trust them as a client?
Wait a minute.
You're not legit.
No, more so like corporate style clients rather than in and out in the film world. But
horned rimmed assholes.
It's just one of my go-tos.
Yeah, as we said, Ben, you focus mostly on producing, but you're multi-talented. You've written before. You've directed before as well, I think.
Not really.
Not really. No. Writing and producing is yeah. But you're a music man.
Music is where my creative side came from originally. So played in bands since middle school. What do you call middle school in the States?
Middle school.
Oh,
we should be calling it secondary school. You absolute cretin.
No, we had first middle. we had first middle high where I'm from.
What?
Oh yeah.
Where were you from? here.
A little place called Bewdley, which is
Bewdley.
Worcestershire. So we're in West Midlands now. Worcestershire is like the next thing. Apparently they have moved to primary and secondary now, though.
Yeah.
So. Okay, where so was I going with that? Oh, yeah, so music.
Music.
Writing bands. And with songwriting, writing my own songs and things like that in different iterations and different bands, duos and four pieces and things like that, came sort of inherently and naturally into the writing of scripts as well. So I think you can compare songwriting and script writing, because at the end of the day, you're telling a little story, whether it be in a three-minute song or a 90-minute film.
Same
sort of thing. So that's how I fell into it, and more out and out of a producer type role now, although I do still dabble in writing, and obviously me and you, Ed, have been working together for the last few films and
last few years.
Yeah, and although you're the sort of out and out writer, you know, I think we work closely on developing stories and scripts, which is
I was always there when needed, if you needed a hand in producing, i.e. Ed, can we have some budget? No. Well, actually, what's it for? Is it for the hookers that were going to be in our room? Then yes.
Wings and beers?
Wings and beers?
You can have it.
Well, you're not allowed chicken. We'll
no,
get.
We'll come to that.
We teased that, but you're not allowed it. So, do we want to kick off with the first question, Sebastian?
Yes, absolutely.
Are we going to word it the same way, or are you going to word it differently?
I'll try to word it differently.
Tell us a story, man. Take us on a journey.
I'm going. So, you know, we all start the same thing. We all start the same way. There's always going to be that one thing that makes you think, I can do that. The one project, the one movie, TV show, whatever, that makes you go, just full He-Man, you have the power to do it. What was that thing for you?
I'm going to reference a film and a TV series, I think. Film came very much first due to when it was released, and it's a poster behind me, actually, I believe. Yes, that one there. Saving Private Ryan. Do you know it was that long ago? Was it 97, Private Ryan?
No, 94.
Was it?
No, wait. Forrest Gump was 94. Saving Private Ryan is 97 or 99.
Something like that, yeah. So saw it with my dad, and just the opening scenes just blew me away. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before. And sort of ingested an interest in that sort of period in time to this day, really. So I'm a big sort of World War II kind of... fan's the wrong word, isn't it? I'm interested in the area.
History
in the era
buff.
Of World War II. You can't say World War II fan. It's just totally the wrong thing to say.
I mean, towards the end of World War II.
Yeah, but I'm particularly interested in that era, and it all sort of stemmed from there. So as a film, Saving Private Ryan was certainly sort of what really...
Speaking of World War II, have you seen that new movie that just came out with Anthony Hopkins, One Life?
Haven't.
It's phenomenal. It's really good.
You've seen it?
Yeah. It was the first movie I saw in 2024. I'm not going to say it was Aquaman, because Aquaman was dog shit. You heard it here first, although you probably already heard it. I will live and die on the hill of One Life was the first movie. And I saw it on my birthday as well, which is like, what did you do on your birthday, Ed, for your 30th birthday? Oh, I cried my eyes out, Anthony Hopkins, seeing all these people he saved from the Holocaust.
Yeah, what a guy. Have you seen, talking of Private Ryan, Hanks and Spielberg, have you seen the new
Masters
Band
of Air? No.
Is it an Apple TV thing?
Yeah. So it's a Band of Brothers, like, sort of spin-off, almost.
Right.
So Band of Brothers is like the foot soldiers, even though they were paratroopers. But Masters of Air is all about almost the beginnings of the Royal Air Force.
That's right, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that. And I said, I mentioned a TV series as well, and that would be, obviously later on in life, Breaking Bad. Just thought it was a phenomenal piece of TV.
Yeah.
And I've watched it about 5 times, and I still could go home now and watch it again.
I think a lot of people working in the industry these days were inspired by just the unrivaled storytelling Vince Gilligan was able to tell with Breaking Bad, and then, like, almost the underappreciated, for me, Better Call Saul.
Yeah, watch that through. Just a slower burner in general, wasn't it? But some great bits, but I think... Literally, and it's been discussed a lot of times, the only episode of Breaking Bad that I didn't care much for was that the one with the fly.
The fly.
What was it?
That is like Marmite. I know some people that, from a filmmaking perspective, loved that episode. Mm. But I know some people that, like, didn't like it.
Yeah.
What about you, Sebastian? You've not seen many things. Have you seen Breaking Bad?
I watched
don't
mean it
to,
with you.
I don't want to put you out there, but...
I watched it with you.
Oh, that's right.
Fucking jackass.
I probably made you watch it.
No, I wanted to watch it and we watched it together.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, do you remember the Fly episode?
I do. I am definitely in the camp where it was this, it's like, I got what they were trying to do. And, you know, from a filmmaking standpoint, it was interesting. It's definitely not top five for me.
Nah.
Saving money, I think.
Yeah.
Ran out of money?
Definitely budget issues. Because they spent all the budget making the goddamn meth lab, pretty much. Yeah. Vince, what are you trying to say, man?
Crystal blue persuasion. Yeah.
I did want to quickly throw out Saving Private Ryan,
1998.
I think that's... We said everything but 99.
I said everything but 99.
I said 97, you said 99. Yeah.
I know Hanks did two movies in 94, though. That's why I said 94.
Was the other one Philadelphia? Or when did he do Philadelphia?
Possibly. I'm not too sure. This, you know, if we ever get Tom Hanks on the episode, we can ask him.
We'll ask him to confirm.
Yeah, that's, you know, if he's still alive. Every other week he's suffering from something. Yeah. You know, old age would be the main thing.
Fucking A.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to watching Masters of Air.
Me too.
Band of Brothers, like, if I was asked this question... Which we probably, you know, we never did that, Sebastian. Like, we never fully introduced ourselves to freeballing. We just opened up the first episode talking about OnlyFans.
That's true. That's very true.
But if I was ever asked this question, I would say Band of Brothers would, like, just straight, flat, outright. If it was a movie, it would be Old Boy. If it was a series, it'd be Band of Brothers. What about you, Seb?
I mean, for me, if it's a movie, it's Clerks. If it's a series, probably Scrubs. Definitely more in the comedy realm.
Yeah. I love what the creator of Scrubs is doing with Shrinking. Mm. Have you seen that?
No.
But, no. It's a great series. So it's also Apple TV. Apple TV did
He also did
stuff.
Ted Lasso.
Finally. Yeah.
Ted Lasso's Bill Lawrence.
Ted Lasso was awesome.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Moving on to similar question to, as we asked to Lou again, these sort of open questions as I get to know you as a filmmaker. But if, you know, if you had the opportunity as a producer, hopefully you don't say a truck full of gear like Lou did. No. who are you calling? The budget's been given to you. The dream budget. I mean, you're even budgeting your own, like, a feature right now for Mockingbird. So yeah. it comes in. The money ball has come in. Who's on speed dial?
Leo.
Da Vinci.
Correct. No, Leonardo DiCaprio. His versatility is outstanding, and I've just always been a big fan. He's probably a hell of a lot of people's go-to, but you can't help what you like, and I just think he's incredibly...
No, he is one of the best. He's like the 49ers of acting.
Just who?
Sorry.
You're talking about American sports?
American sports. American handball.
You've lost me.
I've never had you. Look, yeah. But, hang on. The Man City acting.
There we
acting.
Go.
There we go. Got it right the second time.
Yeah, so he would be no budget constraints. Yeah, be Leo.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. Right, so that would be, like, I just want to curveball this a little bit because that was a bit of a quick answer. What would be the counterpart? What would be female? What would be the female? Who would you cast alongside Leo? Because we've got to be accepting more these days. It's 2024, Ben. Come on.
Good Lord.
I'd have more stipulations if I didn't want to make people believe I was racist, but female is good enough.
I had someone in mind. What's her name now?
Scarlett Johansson.
No. Joe or Yo?
I don't know.
Johansson. You said Joe.
Oh, my bad.
Wrong.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Who played Mary Poppins?
Emma Thompson.
No, it wasn't Emma Thompson.
The original, the new one?
No, the new one.
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
Yeah. How dare you? No, Edward, the remake. What? That's like saying who played Willy Wonka and saying Johnny Depp.
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt played Willy Wonka. No, Emily Blunt.
Well, you wouldn't have been wrong.
She's good. So Emily Blunt is in the movie that Sebastian picked. So me and Sebastian have this draft pick. So every year before, like as the year begins, we sort of, what's our like sort of number one TV show we're looking forward to, and then number one movie. And Sebastian picked Fall Guy, that Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling, is it Ryan Gosling?
Yeah. Yeah,
I've gone enough wrong this episode. I'm going to be checking everything now.
Oh, nice.
Ryan Reynolds. What's up?
Free Guy.
Free Guy. No, yeah, nah. Different movie, bruv. And Free Guy's already out. Focus on sound, Anthony. Yeah, that looks really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now Emily Blunt's a good actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's great.
Yeah.
Nice little under the radar performance in Oppenheimer, I thought.
Mm.
Just
mm-hmm. kind of overshadowed by a naked Florence Pugh.
Well, yeah. Naturally.
Did you hear what happened about that movie, by the way? It was like a couple of days ago it was released that the camera broke whilst they were filming the sex scene, and Florence goes to the camera like doctor. So what's happened with the camera then? Just tits and everything. Just so what's wrong with the camera? Meanwhile, the camera guy's like, you know, the lens, the there's like these little nipple things, little oh shit. I'm sorry, Chris, I can't do this. How do you keep your composure?
And can we just talk about one thing? Camera doctor.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what they're calling it on X.
Is it?
I'd say Twitter, but on X it's camera doctor.
That is news to me.
Camera doctor.
Camera doctor.
Oh wow.
I guess that's what they call them for IMAX cameras that we haven't had the privilege of working with.
No.
So.
A pain in the arse. Anyway.
That's fair.
And plus, it was also filmed in the land of Americas.
It's true.
Then, you know, there's a role for everything.
Yes.
Like, we need a third assistant director. Actually, that's a second. What? Speaking of getting too many roles for a film, especially a short film, after we come back after the break, we're going to ask you some very in-depth questions. Going in deep, folks. Opens up some bum holes. We're going in. We're going to have some questions about Westfires the Raven. You can laugh if you want. Don't hold it back. Laugh all you can. Give nothing back.
Cut that.
There's your R rating right there, folks. Sorry, 18. Sebastian, are you ready to ask Ben some questions about Raven?
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into that after we calm down a bit.
No, calm up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Was that enough of a break, Anthony? Should we set up a bit of a better break?
You were silent for more than a second. Didn't make a cut
there. Okay, cool. Awesome. All right. Anthony says yes. So I think Sebastian has a question he's just been dying to ask you. As we've been preparing these episodes, Sebastian's been saying, I want to ask this first question to Ben. So, Sebastian, ask Ben your question.
Okay. So, no one really knows how quick the turnaround was from pre-production to production on Raven. So, my question to you is, Are you a sorcerer?
That would be a wizard.
I know what I said.
I know what I said. It's called in this country, Sebastian, it's called the Philosopher's Stone.
I said sorcerer, goddammit.
Okay.
Okay, fine. A wizard. I'm with you now.
Are you Gandalf?
Yes. And you shall not pass.
Damn.
Where was I? Yeah, so in answer to your question, the turnaround from final draft as a script to shooting was quick. And that's what I think... you've referred to it a few times and how quick it was, Ed.
Yeah.
Which it was. But I guess the thing to explain there would be there was a lot of work going on in the background to get that script to where it needed to be for everyone to feel comfortable in spending all your money on it.
I've never had to redraft a short film so many times.
Yeah, well, you know, you're spending that sort of money. It's got to be right, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, we were batting that thing back and forward for quite a long time. And while that's going on, in my mind, I'm thinking the where's, the how's, the when's, and all the logistics behind putting on a film like that and making it run as smooth as it did. So, yes, it's right to say that on final sign-off of the script, it went quick into production, but there was a lot of work going on in the background before we got to the final stage.
That's just a testament to you as a producer, I think.
Well, yeah, I just got my organisation cap on and... you know, done this a fair few times now, and you know, you can get ahead of yourself, even though that script's not ready. You can get things, you can start putting the blocks in place, so when the script is ready, there's not such a big pile of work to do.
So I remember finishing the final draft of Raven and like literally going on a holiday, and then I came back and it was like, Ed, we're filming in like a week. I was like, oh. Yeah. Cool.
Did you go to? You went to LA.
I went to LA. Yeah. Came home. Brought Sebastian with me.
That was right.
Because it was Big Man's 30th.
That's it. Yeah. Yep. And yep. You were not out of contact, but you were just busy.
Well, every time you did send me a text when I was able to answer it, I answered it.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was like I was seeing all like the costumes going on. Like I was getting photos of like costumes, all the props.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't able to do the rehearsal day. I wish I could have done the rehearsal day for the stunts.
You weren't here for the stress of the talking of costumes. You weren't here for when that nearly went wrong, were you?
No, I wasn't, no.
So we were in this very room, and we were just piecing together the costumes for filming the next day. But the courier, we rented some costume from a rental house over here in the UK, and the courier that was bringing all the costumes to us didn't show up.
Bastard.
And it's, what, 6 p.m. at night? And their depot, which is in Birmingham, which is 45 minutes from here, was closing in about an hour. So we had no film. We were filming in 12 hours.
In comes Sean Bold, Superman.
In comes
BTS.
BTS extraordinaire, slash production assistant Sean Bold. Hi, Sean. rang him up. Of course, Sean's always available. As in... when you need Sean, if he's not shooting, which at 6 o'clock at night, he's not going to be shooting normally. I need you to go to Birmingham immediately. Get in the car now, and I'll tell you the rest on the way. Head towards the airport. And he rings me in the car, and I was like, right, the depot shuts in, I think it was 50 minutes, and it was about 45 minutes to get there. So he gets to the depot in Birmingham, and he's trying his best to, you know, get someone's attention. People at this place don't want to be particularly helpful. They're ready to clock off for the day. Been working in a warehouse all day. They don't want to hang about. And the first person he said, he's like, sorry, mate, it's all shut up now. Nothing we can do.
Didn't he break in?
So he rang me and he was like, there's nothing I can do. I was like, there is. You get round the side or do what you need to do around the back. And he found someone who was just sort of coming out of the warehouse and he's like, explain the situation. And this guy's like, just bear with me a minute. And he comes out, three boxes of costumes. I was just
wow,
like, unbelievable. And I'm like, that just doesn't happen, does it?
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Unbelievable,
fucking
Jeff.
Fucking A.
Yeah, all praise be to Sean Bolton.
I'm so glad I was not being privy to this story.
The stress
was, like,
in this room was
yeah, I would
horrendous.
Have not helped.
It was horrible. Because we didn't rent all the costume, but it was. I tell you what, it was all the costumes for... the Saxons.
Yes, yeah,
so
yeah.
It was all the chainmail.
Stage fright guys.
Yeah, all the stage fright guys.
Because it was actually the director's girlfriend, partner, that did the livery-looking costumes.
director's partner, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That did the brothers
yeah.
stuff. But the yeah, the stage fight like would have looked a bit daft without any of the stuff that eventually did.
It was actually the stage fight guys being dressed in Saxons that changed the script's idea for me being a Viking movie to a Viking inspired movie, so that if anyone ever asked that question, I'd be like, well, here's why you're wrong, cunt. But yeah, crap, I've actually forgotten what the second question is supposed to be. I'm a great podcast host. This is unprofessional.
Let me just take a look here.
I got my notes.
seeing Raven go through such an amazing festival run, I knew this all along, people. No, Raven has had and is having a spectacular festival run. Even I was getting my Christmas tree before Christmas, and I was being told that we were being entered into, like, we got best acting, best color, and then after Christmas, on my birthday, we got nominated for another further awards. I still think we're waiting for some... and to the point where I'm like, let's enter some more, like, because we missed some that we could have been in
yeah.
this time last year. So like, I'm like, fuck it, let's do it. Like, I love festivals. Yeah, it's a good reason to get drunk.
That sounds good fun.
But yeah, like, but as a producer, you know, even though we don't aim to go into festivals, they're not the goal. They're just a nice thing to do. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who you might meet. You never know what you might get nominated for. But it, like, when you do get into one and you do start winning some, do you get like this sort of proud dad feeling?
Yeah, I mean,
being a dad, like, course,
helps. Yeah, it is. Especially for someone like yourself, Ed, because as a writer, some of my films that I've written have won in festivals before. And it's quite rewarding and special when characters you've created in your head and put on paper, and then they appear on screen, and then they're recognised amongst other films and amongst your peers, you know, especially UK known festivals. It is very, it's a proud moment, and the fact that the film is doing well in festivals is, it's not a surprise, but it is a surprise at the same time. It's not a surprise because obviously the quality of the film. But it is a surprise in terms of the genre of the film. And obviously we could only do such a small amount of things in the runtime that we had. So it is, it's obviously a male-dominated film because that's the section that we chose to do. The feature world of it would be
There's so many more diverse roles within there. Oh, I know we talked about it for the short film, and my actual argument was I didn't want to put a role in, like... just for the sake of doing it. That's it, like, for me as a writer and a creator, that's the worst thing we can do.
Yeah, if you can't,
like, to force an extra role into something where it clearly didn't belong, just, you know, it's not always necessary.
No, I totally agree. And you know, that's why it's not there. It just didn't call for it. So the script is.
And but I know, for the feature, Sebastian, that we've started developing and pitching. Mm-hmm. There's this. Yeah, I heard it too, Anthony. There's a motorbike outside, I think. Yeah. Some small penis twat revving his engine. Yes, we heard you. If I find you, I will throw you off that motorcycle. have you seen The Courier with Brad Pitt? No? Do it.
He's gone off piste.
I've gone off piste. Well, I hate motorcycles. run him over, 10 points. talk about me crashing. As we were getting ready to film a week before, so you left, Sebastian, and then that week before we filmed, I'd only just passed my driving test, and I had my first car crash trying to get my way to set. It wasn't even on the first day of shooting. I was doing a recce.
It was a recce, yeah.
I was doing oh, let's just see how easy it is. Oh, it's not that easy for me, apparently.
Yeah. I remember you casually ringing me up and going, "You're all right, Ben." I'm like, "Yeah, what's up, dude?" You're like, "About a crash." I was like, "Oh, bloody hell, you're all right." Yeah, yeah. I need a lift.
I was phoning people who I knew.
I was like, oh man, I've got the kids and all that.
I was in Kidderminster. A friend from Sunny Hill ended up actually coming to get me.
Yeah.
I had to wait 30 minutes, but like.
Obviously made sure you sounded remarkably casual though. I've had a crash. I need a lift.
I think the adrenaline was getting into me. I was like.
Yeah, I think there was. And then, funnily enough, didn't we see a car through a hedge coming back from Raven or on the way to Raven?
Yeah, we did. Who's pulled a Halstead?
He's done a Halstead and smashed it through the bush.
The most he said all day. Again, we've been teasing why Ben was unable to be there on the last day, but we'll get there. So we have the last question. We asked Lou what his favourite memory on set was. Sebastian, do you have a new wording for this question?
Do I have a new word?
Do you have new wording? Can you give us some flavor?
I mean, we kind of heard from Lou that there's, you know, some stuff that went wrong, and obviously when things go wrong on set, it kind of affects everyone. But like, I'm curious if there was anything, whether it went wrong or whether it went absolutely right for you, where you took this kind of a step back and said, "We've got something here. Like this is going to be something special."
Well asked.
Thank you.
Do you know what? Even before day one of shooting, I went to the choreography rehearsals for the fight scenes in Birmingham. So we were using a company who specialise in choreographing fight scenes, basically. So they had a rehearsal day with the brothers on some soft matting in Birmingham. So I went along, and I don't know what I was expecting really. I hadn't watched how fight scenes come together. You just watch them on screen and you don't think much of it really, do you? Until you're involved in a film that shows that and how it's all put together. And obviously they slow it right down to get the movements and things correct and minimise the chance of injuries. Come back to that. And it was just, I knew then, I was watching something really, really quite special, and I knew we were in safe hands with the guys from Stage Fight. Because they knew exactly what they were doing. They'd done it a million times and, you know, felt comfortable in their hands in terms of, like, the safety of it all.
Their hams?
Did I say hams?
You said hams.
Hands.
Hands across America.
Hans Zimmer.
I wish now I'd worn my steamed ham shirt.
For real.
despite the fact they're obviously grilled.
And I think when you were speaking to Lou, obviously you said that the film won best choreography and stunts.
Yes, it did.
And well, that just goes to show, doesn't it, about how good of a job.
Although the two people that won weren't there on the.
Were they not?
No, we had to accept both awards.
What a shame!
What a shame!
More drinks for us.
After, it was like crap. I wish they were here. Why? Because I've only had a few bottles of red wine.
Yeah.
We had a free one on the table, and I'm pretty sure I bought like three more.
Sounds like you.
Sounds like me. Hey.
And the thing that perhaps didn't go too well, I think Lou mentioned it as well, was the last day. I think everyone was suffering with a bit of tiredness, and it started with David Gant's beard miraculously disappearing overnight. And then us doing a ton of takes without it on, and someone mentioning that it was missing. But it was especially worse for me because I had food poisoning that day. And
how did you get food poisoning, Ben?
I think you know
how.
Who
was involved? Who was involved in the food poisoning? So, it wasn't me ordering chicken the night before, was it?
So Ed obviously ordered some dodgy food from Uber Eats.
Why the fuck was I fine, no, bruh?
You're just made of... What you're made of? Iron?
Iron. Armour, they call me Armour Abs Crabs. Claws aren't just for attracting mates.
So for whatever reason, I had the dodgy batch, and even though we had exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And the next day I was just... All that was happening, and I was too busy behind the catering van being sick and just having the worst time in the world. And I was like, and the day went on a little bit, and you mentioned it about how nice the catering was on the last day.
Yeah.
And I kept looking at it going, it does look nice. But I was like, do I risk it? And it just went on and on and on, and there was like one portion left. I was like, I'll have it. And it took me about half an hour to get through this little child-sized portion. And then... another half an hour went by, back round the back of the catering van. It didn't stay in long, put it that way. And then poor Ross had to drive out, home in the torrential rain.
It was meant
rain.
To be between you between and Ross going home, but it was all Ross.
I passed out.
But I hadn't spoken to you all day, pretty much. And then the only time I hear from you is when we're driving home and we see that car overturned upside down in like the Bournemouth thimble weeds, whatever it is. And all I hear is a little faint voice from the back going, "He's pulled a Halsted." It's like, go back to bed. Continue dying. No, we can look back at that and laugh, even though it's very traumatic for me.
Yeah, that last day was just, I don't know, we got there in the end, as you've already spoken about. But yeah, and then, you know, actually on set, you know, I think I really enjoyed the forest stuff, you know, the first 2 days.
I wanted to speak about this. I wanted to speak about this earlier when you mentioned being a bit of a history buff because of your dad. It was, for me, knowing that we had something special, I want to answer this question. I'm allowed. I also worked on West Side of Raven. I'm not just freeballing. like and subscribe. It was your dad. You and your dad came up to me. You came up to me and says, "Pops has just said that, you know, this is pretty accurate in terms of the language used, the fighting style."
Yeah. So
that made me if I smiled any wider, the top of my head would fall off.
Yeah, I mean, to explain that a little bit more, so my dad's an ex-history teacher, basically, and he loves coming. Ed wasn't involved in this at the time, but we've done World War II stuff as well, and he always loves coming to set to see the inner workings of how it all comes together. He enjoys the period stuff, whether it's world wars or whether it's, you know, mythical things with a Viking-esque sort of taste to it, but... And he, you know, he's retired now, but he still does historical talks up and down the country. So, and he does it on different historical figures, dating back hundreds and hundreds of years up until present-ish day.
Yeah,
and you know, he studies the inner details of things like you and me wouldn't even think of. All this, the chain mail is correctly
interlinked.
And it's like he knows stuff, weird stuff like that.
That's magic.
And a lot about the weaponry and you know, language and things like that. So yeah, he's a good guy to have on set, actually. And
yeah.
He keeps asking me for a historical advisor credit on multiple films that I've been involved in. But yeah, he hasn't got one yet, but I probably will give him one day. Yeah,
he's got to earn it.
Yep, absolutely.
Sebastian, anything else from you, my friend?
Yeah, so you know, with everything that we've talked about, you know, the turnaround, the things with the costumes and just, you know, everything. Is it insane to say that the biggest takeaway for me is that Ed tried to murder you?
Yes. and following
and it's
on...
it's not the first time and it won't be the last.
No, well, there was an incident last week. Was it last week?
Yeah, you came over for my 30th.
We had a curry, and I was ill the next day again. And
Jesus.
I don't know whether that was food or not, because Anthony on sound over here ate the same thing as me, and he was fine. So either I'm particularly weak,
or your own stomach is trying to murder you.
Yeah, or I know the kids had something a few days before, so it could have been something to do with that. But I think
in both cases it was spicy.
I think you're trying to kill me.
No, I think you just can't handle spice.
See me off. You want my seat.
You want my seat. I want to be head of the table. I want to be Judge Judy and executioner. He's not Judge Judy and executioner.
No, but well, just to round things off from my side, it's been a really good experience on this one, and I've worked with Ed on one other film, which was Together Alone.
Yep.
We've got
a few others coming out this year, hopefully.
There's more
crossed.
In the pipeline. I think we've got
there's
a really
more in
good,
the pipeline.
Yeah, we've got a really
Let's
good team.
Stretch that pipeline
Absolutely.
Forever.
Yep. Then we've got a really good team of people who excel in all their areas, and it's an exciting time to
be I love working
involved.
With you guys. It's been two great movies, mm-hmm. even developing this new one. Because like, me and Sebastian were the original creators of one of the ideas we've been talking about. So I've been filling him in,
mm-hmm. yeah.
giggity,
oh, that sounds,
on all of the information.
That sounds
I love
very,
filling
very
in
exciting.
Sebastian.
We won't discuss what it is on this.
No, we're not allowed. But if you're not a if you play video games, you'll like it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, and a big thanks to you know, Ross, who was to helm the ship and created what it was on on. Fuck off, Ben. Let's do that again.
Yeah.
A big thanks to Ross, the director, who sort of moulded into what it is on screen now, and the likes of Lou and his team, who created just a masterpiece with what we were working with. And yeah. To you, Ed, for creating the world.
Convincing you that this was the idea that we should do.
Yeah,
I know Ross was like, he tentatively agreed when I wrote the original idea. And he had some notes that sort of made it a bit more of a sort of streamlined idea. Usually when I write things, it's ultra high concept. It's like, Ed, how much budget do you think we have? It's like, I don't know. a bit. But you were very enough. Much in the, like, I remember you saying, it's like, I'm a bit more of a World War guy. I've not really touched Vikings, but it was like, I think I remember a text from you saying, if you guys believe we can do this, then let's fucking do this. And I was like, yeah,
I'm glad
yeah.
we did. It was daunting
because
yeah,
we did as well.
It was high concept, but that's why we went to, you know, different iterations of the script to finally go, yes, that's achievable. Because what I didn't want to do is start something that we couldn't finish.
I just remember horses.
Yeah, and Ross obviously loves the Viking era as a whole anyway. And like you just said, I wasn't too experienced with it all. You know, people start throwing live animals at you and you're like, that sounds expensive, and then you got Lou going, I want anamorphic lenses. Yeah.
We love Lou,
and unfortunately it's my job to sort of
rein everyone in.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd, you know, if I had an endless budget, I'd be going mad too, but you know, at the end of the day,
I remember at one point we were trying to stretch the budget so far, like we were trying to include everything everyone wanted, that like the budget for lunches was almost going to Tesco's, getting bread, butter, ham and mayonnaise and just making sandwiches for everyone.
Absolutely. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. As long as you're not sorting the catering, Ed, I think we're gonna be absolutely fine, and well, I might survive to live another day.
Let's not talk about the catering on Together Alone.
All I ate was chocolate crepes, so yeah.
We all had one of those breakfast sandwiches. We'll talk about that another time.
Oh, and the catering truck got stuck in the
oh my god. We destroyed the driveway of an Airbnb on Together Alone. And like this guy literally showed up in the middle of the night with his son and like compost and digging material and rebuilt the driveway.
Jesus Christ.
Oh man, like something always goes wrong, but yeah. You know what it does? It creates memories.
Certainly does.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Memories will take to the grave.
Yeah.
Here. But yeah, Ben, thank you so much for coming on Freeballing.
Been a pleasure.
It's been lovely having you. You're such a great guy.
Thanks for having me.
I look forward to working with you on many more shows. But we hope you you're a fan of the show Freeballing. If you're not,
like and subscribe.
Got it. But be a fan.
Thanks for having me on, and Seb, it was good to finally meet you, and we'll look forward to speaking with you further about
oh absolutely
things and stuff.
Yes. I like talking about things and stuff.
Right, so thanks for having me, chaps.
Yeah, man.
Cheers. Yeah, man. All the best.
Until next time.
Until next time. when we're doing this for the next short movie.
Maybe you should try and do it when I have food poisoning, like in the thick of it.
Yeah. I'm fucking sick to death of getting food from Ed. Twitching.
Thanks to Anthony on sound.
Yeah. Cheers for doing sound, Anthony. There was a big cheesy thumbs up from Anthony over there. He's living the dream as he sips his water. And he's just put the glass down. Oh, he loved that. And now he's vaping. Destroying his
lungs.
I
love the narration. It's great. No. He's really painting the picture for everybody.
Well, it's better than destroying a painting like those dickheads did at Mona Lisa.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Can of soup. I saw that soup. What a waste of soup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yep. Yeah.
Throw something better.
At least throw minestrone. No one likes minestrone.
Do we have so that don't forget to like, rate, subscribe us. If you're not a fan, better be a fan. And we're not done. We have more interviews coming at you on Freeballing very, very soon. Stay tuned. We can't wait to see you there. Thank you very much for coming. Don't forget to free those balls.
Free them balls.
Free them balls.
Come join us on this trip. Now I'm like to throwing out the script.
Come on, man. Come join us on the trip. I'm sorry. Now we're throwing out the script. I hope you don't charge a penny. I hear the weekend's calling. Now it's time to start. Free ball.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.